You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
American actor, director, and producer Robert De Niro was born on this date in 1943 in New York City. De Niro, the son of two artists, grew up in the Little Italy area of Manhattan. He made his stage debut at age 10, playing the Cowardly Lion in his school's production of The Wizard of Oz. At 16, he quit school to pursue acting. De Niro first attended the Little Red Schoolhouse and was then enrolled by his mother at the Fiorello H. LaGuardia High School of Music and Art in New York. He attended the Stella Adler Conservatory and Lee Strasberg's Actors Studio as well. At 20, De Niro landed his first movie role in The Wedding Party. However, the film was not released until 6 years later. He gained popular attention with his role as a dying Major League Baseball player in Bang the Drum Slowly. During the last 4 decades, De Niro has pursued a successful acting career. De Niro won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his role in The Godfather Part II. He also won an Academy Award for Best Actor for his performance in the 1980 film Raging Bull. Some of his notable movie roles include Al Capone in The Untouchables, Vito Corleone in The Godfather Part II, and Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver. In 1939 on this date, blues guitarist and singer Luther Allison was born in Widener. The son of cotton farmers, he was the 14th of 15 children, all of whom were musically inclined. Although born in Arkansas, he rose to fame in cities far from his original home. His style exemplified the soulful blues of the west side of Chicago, Illinois, where he moved with his family as a child. In 1977, when the popularity of the blues had faded in the United States, he began touring Europe extensively and became an international star. All you wanna do is lay around drinking wine. Double Eagle 2 became the first balloon to cross the Atlantic Ocean when it landed near Paris on this date in 1978. The balloon was piloted by Ben Abruzzo, Maxie Anderson, and Larry Newman. It landed 137 hours and 6 minutes after leaving Presque Isle, Maine. The flight, which was the 14th known attempt, was the culmination of more than a century of attempts to cross the Atlantic Ocean by balloon. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.